The Earl of Essex in the Tower, he did not cut his own dear throat, but ruffians did him overpower, as by the sequel you may note. Behold the bloody razor which they threw out of the window then in view, out of the window then in view of many more than one or two, of many more than one or two. There was a Frenchman near the room, his servant whom the world may blame, because no living soul could come, but he must see and bear the same, as being next his person night and day. He Judas-like was drawn away, he Judas-like was drawn away, his Lord and Master to betray, his Lord and Master to betray. They thought it never might be known, but let such bloody ruffians know, the Lord from his most righteous throne sees all the actions here below. And though committed by the greatest care, in dark and silent corners where no living mortal doth repair, yet God's all-seeing eye is there, yet God's all-seeing eye is there. This black and bloody dismal day, sweet Russell was to trial brought, that all the world might think and say, despair had Essex ruin wrought. Rather than bring his crimes to open view, a sweet contrivance of the crew, a sweet contrivance of the crew, all this and more Black Rome can do, all this and more Black Rome can do. His throat was cut from ear to ear, the jugular veins and gullet too, the which this worthy noble peer could not have life nor strength to do. All kind of motion straightways would consume, but a most fatal was his doom, but a most fatal was his doom. He fell a sacrifice to Rome, he fell a sacrifice to Rome. When he was found upon the floor by those whom we may well suspect, bathed in reeking purple gore, let us observe the first neglect. By coroners, inquestory men, I mean, he was not suffered to be seen, he was not suffered to be seen, till they had stripped and washed him clean, till they had stripped and washed him clean. The room and closet where he lay most carefully was cleansed too, nay, and his clothes conveyed away, and now was brought to open view, from whence a grand suspicion straight arose. Besides, a young man would depose. Besides, a young man would depose. Besides, a young man would depose. He see upon his master's hose a bloody foot stepped on his hose. From there and many signs beside, it seems a murder plain and clear, that by some hired ruffians died this noble thrice renowned peer, whose blood doth to this day for vengeance cry, and sure they do deserve to die, and sure they do deserve to die, who acted such like villainy, who acted such like villainy.